China's AVIC acquires T-Lert. The NTSB investigates Southwest gear collapse and EADS to rebrand as Airbus. This is Aero News for Wednesday, July 24th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Chinese aviation conglomerate AVIC now has an aero diesel engine in its stable. T-Lert said in a news release Tuesday that 5 years after having filed for insolvency, its civil business operations have been sold to AVIC International, a state-owned Chinese aviation group. With China recently opening up low-altitude airspace for private air traffic, analysts think the local aviation industry is about to boom. AVIC is taking over all of T-Lert's production plants, including the buildings, as well as all patents and trademark rights. All of the development and production sites in Liechtenstein, Altenburg, and Hamburg will be maintained, and all 200 jobs at these sites are to remain intact, according to the agreement. T-Lert Aircraft Engines GmbH had filed for insolvency in April of 2008. The parties have agreed not to disclose details on the purchase price. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating Monday's nose-down landing of a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737-700 at LaGuardia Airport in New York. The accident occurred at 5:45 p.m. local time Monday after the twin-engine jet's nose gear collapsed rearward and upward into the fuselage, damaging the electronics bay, which houses avionics and other equipment. The exterior of the airplane was also damaged from sliding some 2,175 feet on its nose along runway 4 before coming to rest off to the right side of the runway. Southwest Flight 345 originated in Nashville, Tennessee. All 145 passengers and 5 crew members evacuated the airplane, with 9 being treated for minor injuries. A reorganization of some of EADS's business units may include a rebranding of the European Aerospace Group to Airbus, according to insiders familiar with the matter. Reuters reports that the company is likely to abandon its goal of striking a balance between civilian and defense revenue following the collapse of merger talks between EADS and BAE Systems. The company has been conducting a strategy review, which will be discussed by the company's board at the end of the month. But while an insider, who wished to remain anonymous, said there will be some big announcements from the review, it may not reveal details of the company's strategy. While EADS has set a goal for a 50-50 split between commercial airliner and defense revenue streams, there has been increasing pressure to emphasize the civilian markets as airlines look to replace older, less fuel-efficient airplanes. The unstable state of the European economy is also said to be a contributing factor. CEO Tom Enders reportedly launched the strategy review. The company is expected to take a centrist course with no options ruled out completely. The House General Aviation Caucus recently announced that it has surpassed 200 members, meaning nearly half of the representatives elected to the House now identify themselves as supporters of general aviation. This record number of lawmakers who recognize the significance of general aviation to local, regional, and national communities and constituents comes less than 1 week after the previous total record of 197 House General Aviation Caucus members was announced. The GA Caucus has grown to one of the largest such groups recognized in Washington. Formed in 2009, the House General Aviation Caucus and its companion General Aviation Caucus in the U.S. Senate serves as an informal group of lawmakers formed to promote the essential role the industry plays in local communities and the national economy. Both caucuses work to inform debates about policies affecting the general aviation community. Boeing recently demonstrated that astronauts in its Crew Space Transportation, or CST-100 capsule, will be able to safely exit the spacecraft during an emergency water landing. Although the CST-100 is designed to land on the ground, Boeing engineers worked with NASA and Department of Defense search and recovery personnel to test several emergency water extraction scenarios. The testing was done July 8th at Bigelow Aerospace in North Las Vegas, Nevada, as part of NASA's Commercial Crew Integrated Capability, or CCICAP, initiative. The CST-100 will transport crew members and cargo to low Earth orbit destinations, such as the International Space Station and Bigelow's planned station. The first piloted orbital flight of the CST-100 capsule is scheduled for 2016. When Aero News continues, see something special in the Piper booth at Oshkosh. TSA says they search bags, not cars. And the show will go on at Miramar.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, July 24th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Piper Aircraft Incorporated will display a number of exceptional aircraft during 2013's Air Venture in Oshkosh coming up July 29th through August 4th, including Team Chambliss' company transport support airplane, a Piper Meridian, along with Kirby Chambliss' aerobatic Edge 540, one of the flight attractions at Oshkosh. Also on display will be a cabin mock-up of the Piper Meridian's latest interior. Piper will deliver and display the company's milestone 800th M-Class single-engine pressurized Piper Mirage. Also on display will be Piper's latest G1000-equipped Seneca 5 and Seminole aircraft. Both models received their G1000 type certificates this year. And last but not least, Piper is displaying a Piper Archer powered by 93-octane unleaded automobile gas. Piper worked with Airworthy Autogas LLC from Phoenix, Arizona, to prove the concept in a test flight regime conducted from the company's Vero Beach manufacturing campus. TSA is denying reports that it is searching cars in airport parking lots, following a story that circulated on the internet that it was doing so. On its blog, TSA said that the search that spawned the story had nothing to do with the agency. The news started to spread after a story ran this week stating that a woman found a notice informing her that her car had been searched by TSA. Chief TSA blogger Bob Burns wrote, quote, "The short version? While we deploy numerous layers of security, TSA officers are not inspecting cars or mandating that they be searched. In this case, it turns out the car was searched by an employee of a car parking service. Each airport authority, along with its state and local law enforcement partners, is responsible for securing airport property, including the outer perimeter. At this particular airport, car searches are a part of their airport security plan." End quote. Now, while the airport security plan is approved by the TSA, it is up to each airport authority and its state and local law enforcement partners to follow the plan that has been implemented. Good news! There will be an air show this year at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar, despite the absence of the Blue Angels and other military flight demonstrations. MCAS Miramar Base Commander Colonel John Farnham released a video Monday saying that there will be an air show on October 4th and 5th, 2013. Farnham reiterated that the Blue Angels would not be part of the show, but added, quote, "That doesn't mean that your Marine Corps will not be going on display," end quote. Farnham called San Diego a unique community and its relationship with Miramar being unmatched anywhere in the United States. Now, many aircraft will be on static display for viewing by the public, and visitors to the show will have a chance to talk to the pilots and other Marines at the base. Farnham concluded the video saying, quote, "So, while the show's going to be a little bit different this year, I tell you, it's going to be a time to remember for you and your family. So please do me the honor of your presence in October." End quote. Well, I have to tell you, Colonel, I appreciate the invitation, but unfortunately, I'll be preoccupied for my 23rd year at the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta in Albuquerque, New Mexico on that weekend. But I'm sure the San Diego community will respond quite positively to your invitation. It's nice to know that the show will go on. I'm Glenn Moyer, and as always, I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.